Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Well, y'all come on in. We've thrown the door wide open. Come grab a seat at my house, Rosie's house, and let's visit about your house. We've been doing this for 30 years. Let us share with you our reservoir of knowledge and experience as it relates to maintaining, upkeep, repairing, or remodeling your home, wherever it is in the great state of Arizona. Now, you can join the conversation and ask us questions direct. We have Jen Gura from our office here call screening today. She'll grab the phone, get your name, where you're calling from, what your question is, and we'll get you on air to answer the question just absolutely as quick as we can. We're broadcast over several stations across the state of Arizona. You do not call the station. You call this one toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. An easy way to remember that is 1-888-ROSIE-4-U, R-O-S-I-E, the number 4, and the letter U. That puts you right in touch with Broadcast Central for Rosie on the House. That's just one of the things we do to try and be every Arizona homeowner's best friend. The other thing we do is we post a blog weekly. We send an email newsletter out weekly, and we don't spam, and we don't ever solicit your email address to anybody else. And we've got over 15,000 homeowners that rely on that newsletter coming to their email box every single week.
It's a useful tool. Our life's busy. Our schedules are busy. Not everybody can spend 4 hours tuned in every Saturday. If you've got one specific element of your home, it gives you a preview of our hourly lineup. So, oh, we're talking security today. Yes, I need to make sure and tune in at 9 o'clock when they're talking security. Or I've got a tree question. We've got the arborist in this week. Next week we'll have Jay Harper. We'll be just notes from the nursery. Any landscape or gardening question. We'll also have garage doors, your weekly to-do. So it gives you a preview and an idea of what's scheduled. If you're busy, you're traveling, or can't tune in, you can always go back and podcast, and it'll let you know what hour to podcast for whatever content it is you're looking for.
You know, so we have listeners who are newsletter subscribers who are avid participants in the information. And a perfect example of that is an email we got this week from Rick down in Oro Valley.
Came 40 minutes after our newsletter went out.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So we push send on this mass email distribution, and it includes information about a blog and a weekly tip.
And unsolicited promotion. We use FireDrum. A lot of people are familiar with the names Constant Contact. That's a big one. But we switch. FireDrum is a local Arizona company. So just to be local and support local, when we found out there's a company based in Arizona that does newsletter distribution and management, we switched to FireDrum, and they've been working great for us. So if you've got an email newsletter and you want to support local, FireDrum's a great resource.
Okay, there you go. Well, in this week's newsletter, we're talking about security like we're talking about all month long. We had North Valley Locksmith in last week. A great segment on what makes a good lock. Should I invest in a smart lock? It was a great show last week. This week we're talking about simpler things, and we're talking in particular about the front door. And it isn't my intent by covering this information to scare any of you. I just want you informed. And the funny thing about break-ins, well, I don't guess there's anything funny about a break-in, but the irony of break-ins is that the great majority of them, residential break-ins, occur right through the front door. They're not sneaking and slurking around the backside of the house. The front door actually is very easy to get into.
And most of those happen during the day when you're at work, and a lot of times they'll disguise it like a landscape maintenance vehicle that neighbors wouldn't think anywise anything of to see that rolling down
right.
The street on any given day.
That's right. It's the front door, and it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's about the most often time they're going to try and get in your house. Now, the thing to know about that is they're looking for the front door they can get in the quickest. They're not going to spend very much time getting up there and picking the lock. That takes way too much time. They're going to get up there with a battering ram, a homemade battering ram, and they're just going to blow the door open by blasting out the jam with the deadbolt, using the deadbolt to bust the jam. So we go through a list on our blog in this newsletter, and Rick reads that, and he sends us this email, and he says, okay, well, have Rosie answer this on Saturday's show. If I have a sturdy, deadbolting, steel security door that I spent over $1,000 on, why would I have to do all the other front door suggestions? It is going to take an evildoer a lot more than 60 seconds to get through my steel security door. And Rick, that's a very perceptive question. But the other things that I list are all fairly inexpensive things to do. You've already done the one big ticket item. As I mentioned, they're looking for the easy door to get in. So if they recognize that you have that steel security deadbolted door in front of the secondary main entry door, they're pretty much going to check your house off the list as one they want to try and get into. But you've already done the expensive stuff, and it won't take you. You've spent over $1,000 on this. It isn't going to cost you another $20 to do the other things that I talk about in that particular blog. Like, it might cost more than that if you go to a real expensive grade one smart lock, but a good deadbolt, reinforcing the jam so that they can't kick it out, are all ways to make that door even more secure than it currently is. But the screen door is absolutely the best starting point.
A security screen door is a great investment for, if nothing else, just deterring them. Like you said, they're going to keep going on past to the next house. Now, not all security steel doors are made equally. You know, there's some really junk, cheap stuff that the metal's so thin it's almost like, you know, like they took recycled soda cans and restructured them, and they've got plastic connections at the corners. And
I've seen quote unquote steel security doors being sold that had removable pin hinges on the outside of the door.
Pop the hinge and pull it off.
Oh, so man.
Not really? Security screen doors are made equal.
That's exactly right. So, Rick, you're exactly right on that. You've spent the most money on the first best line of defense. But then he had a second question that addresses something we were covering a little bit later in the newsletter, and it's about the overhead garage door. And we talk about that cord that hangs down from the automatic door operator, which is there for you to release in a situation where you have a power outage at your home and you need to get out of the garage with your car. You simply pull down on that. It disengages the door from the automatic opener operator, and you can manually lift the garage door. We tell people, cut those cords off and buy a wooden dowel and put a teacup holder in the end, and just set that dowel on the side. And so here's Rick's question. Well, I have no windows in my garage door, nor anywhere else in the garage, so why would I have to remove the cord? Rick, I'm not going to explain over air how easy it is to break in to an overhead garage door, but you don't have to have windows for me to get in your garage door in seconds. And I'm talking about in seconds if you have that cord hanging down. Now, if you go to our website, you'll see a picture of a dowel that I've painted blaze orange.
So you could easily find it if you're trying to get out of the garage
manually. I put a little teacup hook on the end, screw it in by hand, very simple, and it's shown installed in place. Now, it doesn't stay there. It, you know, that we're showing the picture. This is how you would use it. But if you've got that cord hanging down, Rick, it is extremely easy to get in your garage door, whether you have windows or not. And that's all I'm going to say about that, because I don't want to tell people how to do it. All the bad guys already know how to do it.
So you think we tell the good guys in case they ever need to break into their own home?
One of the funniest shows we ever had was two guys from Paradise Valley calling. During the show, they locked themselves in the garage.
That red cord is designed for manual release. So if you're ever in a situation where you can't get out of the garage, you can pull that cord and manually pick the garage door up by itself. When the garage door is down, that cord is sitting right against that garage door.
It's right there.
And to push in the top of the garage...
Don't describe how to do it.
Me.
It is too easy to do. So don't describe how to do it. It's hanging there. It's a prime target. And really, with it hanging there, I'm in your garage in seconds. Absolute seconds. So, Rick, thanks for being a listener. Thanks for being a subscriber to the newsletter. And thanks for participating. This is what you can do as a subscriber to our newsletter. You see something in there and you want some additional information, shoot us an email. And you'll get like a private audience between you and me and the other 99,000 listeners. They'll all get educated. It's worth the experience. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about security, the topic of the month, right here at Rosie on the House.
And when we get back, where we're going right now is to Sanderson Ford. If you've got car buying on your to-do this weekend, got to be on Saturday. Sanderson Ford's never open on Sunday. And if you heard John Pratt in the 7 o'clock hour, if you've been looking at the Raptors, they've got a number of Raptors on inventory on the lot today. Incredible machine. How long? You've been driving your Raptor over a year?
Well, I got it just before the crash. And then Jennifer got it.
You've owned it for a year.
Yeah, I've owned it for a year. I've only driven it in about 4 months. And I was lucky to ever get it back from Jennifer. She wasn't going to let me have it back. She said, that's my truck.
No new truck, they brought the Ranger back, and they're offering 0% interest financing for 72 months. Great way to get into a Ford Ranger. I've been looking at them for economy of scale, but after being in a F-150 20 years, I don't know if I ever see myself not being in an F-150. So I got to go do a test drive and decide which route to go there.
They grew the Ranger up a little bit. If you're shopping for a vehicle, shop at Sanderson Ford.